Thank you, Ken. I also want to thank the others who have spoken this morning. It's been quite a morning. It's been really, really sweet to listen. So thank you for sharing. I want to start this program with a song. I usually do start this program with a song. Hey, Jay. And I'm going to play the same song actually that I played last night. To start Growing with NTI. I really like the song. It was sent to me by Linda Gardner, who wrote it and who is singing it. She confirmed that in a message with me today. And it's just a beautiful song. So let me fire that up. It's called Don't Be Afraid. Yeah, again, that's just lovely. It's a beautiful song. She has a beautiful singing voice. Really, really sweet. Thank you, Linda, for sending that to me. It's very, very inspiring. All right, so let's get started with the sharing, huh? You all are very quiet. Is anybody out there? Everybody went home. That's okay. Oh, there you are. Hey, Ken. All right. That's my work on the play sheet. So that's not it. So. So I'm just going to dig in here to my journal. I have a sense of where things may go today because there's, as I said last night at, during Growing with NTI, I've been dealing with a, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it, right? Some dark thoughts. It occurred to me to say big healing, big work. But we'll get there in time. So I'll let it come on its own. And I'll just start reading to you from my hey Iris. I'll just start reading to you from my journal. So it starts with I don't think I re read this to you guys last time. If I did, I apologize. This is from Tuesday, November the 6th. Daily Contemplation, Thought of Awakening, number 273. Separation is an illusion. Whenever you slip into a state of separation, know you have only slipped into illusion. Illusion is nothing. Since illusion is nothing, slipping into illusion is slipping into nothing. This means a change has not occurred. Oneness is, and you are perfectly a part of it. And I asked, what would you have me see in this quote or in me about this quote? And the response was, oneness is. This is all that was ever true. This is why you are not bad or behind or lacking in understanding. When you seem to experience or to promote separation, that delusion changes nothing. For how could it? Oneness is. That's reassuring. I think it's funny when I see this paragraph. I think I see a storm forming that I might not have seen as I was writing it. All right, and then I asked, what am I to do when I seem to have slipped into a state of separation? When I find myself somewhere other than peace, somewhere other than practice? And the response, return your willingness to me. Remember to shift your focus to that which is true, oneness. Remember to look for the story of love that is being told. You need not do love or be love. You are love, and nothing you do can ever change that fact. You are one with all you see and hear and experience. Do not attempt to rid yourself of that which does not seem loving. That's interesting. Do not attempt to rid yourself of that which does not seem loving. Right? Somehow that seems to fit with what Regina was just teaching about the Tao Te Ching, about what do you want? Emptiness. because within this idea, I'm attempting to rid myself of it, there's a judgment about it. I see a thought, I judge it as not loving, and I do, and I assume, most of the population does, deduces from that, therefore I am bad. I either attempt to rid myself of it by projecting it onto somebody else and making them wrong, or I stuff it. I pretend it's not there. I eat the thought that comes and the guilt that comes with the thought. So again, you are love, and nothing you do can ever change that fact. You are one with all you see and hear and experience. Do not attempt to rid yourself of that which does not seem loving. Simply ask me how your experience fits with your desire to experience your heart. I will show you. And there again, that's the proper use of judgment, right? That's discernment. It's like you're not bad because that thought occurred to you. You just have to ask, is this consistent with my true desire? Is this consistent with what I know to be true when I rest in my heart? So do not attempt to rid yourself of that which does not seem loving. Simply ask me how your experience fits with your desire to experience your heart. I will show you. You feel even now how this slips you into the presence of the heart. Yeah, and as I wrote this, I absolutely felt that. It's just like, oh yeah, drop into the heart. Boom. And again, that's a place we know. That's a place where that place of stillness, that place where truth resides, that place where all those BS thoughts go right out the window. Even if you feel like you can't maintain, even if I feel like I can't maintain that, absence of thought for any measurable length of time. It's still true. It's still there. It's still a place of stillness that I know well. It's a place that tells the truth of me. Again, you feel even now how this slips you into the presence of the heart. You see how this brings compassion into your mind. Compassion for yourself, for the human experience. This is your true desire. Rest here with me. This is the opening of the heart. In this, we are well pleased. Amen. And it's interesting to see that this that we've opened up here this week of contemplations, talking about how my sense of feeling separate. And being guided to look at the compassion that resides within me. And again, I think there's a perfect storm brewing here, and I think that that just is shown in this writing. In the week before, I had journaled about, how do I not let people get on my nerves or, whatever. There's some people that seem to irritate me or, something like that. And had received a lovely, lovely message about, seeing people the same way that I see a movie, and rooting for everyone, rooting for the redemption of everyone, including myself, right? So I'm sure this is on the heels of that as well. Okay. So this is from Sunday the 11th. Oh, and I was beginning to contemplate those 12 truths that Regina had us look at from. I'm gonna tell you where they're from. NTI Revelation chapter 7. So, in contemplation of 12 lessons taught by NTI, is what it says. The first of those is, you are innocent. And so, in writing, in contemplation of that, with inner wisdom. You know well the truth of that statement. You are innocent. You know well the truth of that statement, but are you able to live from that truth? Yeah, I mean, certainly if somebody said, this is one of the tenets of our, I don't know, of our religion, you got to sign up and agree to this, I'd go, yeah, hell yeah, I'm innocent. So intellectually, no question, right? But the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? Are you able to live from that truth? Don't you, in fact, see the need to protect yourself from those people or situations that challenge your innocence? Oh, so, and then, I can see this feeding back into this. What's really going on when I'm irritated with people, right? What's really going on? Don't you, in fact, see the need to protect yourself from those people or situations that challenge your innocence? All that is asked from you is to notice where you are attempting to protect yourself. The innocent have no need of protection. When you find your inclination to do so, remind yourself, I am innocent and thus have no need for protection. I can say that in the past I have practiced, well, we all have practiced that. I'm sure anyone who happens to be hearing this has practiced, in my defenselessness, my safety lies from the course. And I certainly remember a long period of practice with that lesson, learning not to go, yes, I did put the things away that you told me to put away. Yes, I did make that entry on the books you asked me to make. No, I didn't say that. What I said was, right? And those types of defenses, and just learning to see the urge to defend myself. Being willing to let that go. And so in my mind, the lesson from the course in my defenselessness, my safety lies, is saying the same thing here. The innocent have no need of protection. And only if you believe you're something else will you feel the need to protect yourself, right? You're only reinforcing that belief that you're something other than innocent. So when you find your inclination to do so, remind yourself, I am innocent and thus have no need for protection. You correctly see that the desire to withdraw from contact is the desire for self-protection. And yeah, if I spend any period of time with folks, with anybody, I feel like I need my space. I need my space. You correctly see, though, that the desire to withdraw from contact is the desire for self-protection. When you see this impulse, remind yourself again of your innocence and that there is no need for self-protection. You simply need reminding because your impulse toward self-protection is a habit. Habits are only let go by habitually catching them and decisively choosing to let them go. Remember who you are. Remember your innocence. And again, I think that that's just really good advice. That's who I think I am. I think I'm somebody that, and I just told it to you that way, didn't I? Oh, when I'm around people for any amount of time, then I just feel this need to withdraw. Well, okay, that's your story of yourself, and you can continue to buy that story, Jacqueline, or you can look at it when it arises, when you start to get the EBGBs, right? Then you feel like you need to withdraw. I mean, look at that. What is that feeling about? What's going on there? I mean, this is in Hoffmeister's group used to call it mind watching, and I think others do as well. But so that gives me the heebie-jeebies. But what, whatever. But yeah, to just like notice what's going on, and A Course in Miracles says the body is a communication device. So if I'm getting the heebie-jeebies, if I'm uncomfortable after being around people for a while, I need to look at that and see what's going on for me, and not just knee-jerk, exit stage right, and continue to live habitually, right? To hear the thought, I need to be apart. I need space. and to just, you know, march to that tune. Now, it doesn't make anything wrong with taking space, right? With going to be by yourself. But just look at the impulse. Look what at the habits. All right. So, lesson number two, you are the son of God, and everything you experience is a gift to yourself. And in contemplation, the gift is given that you may remember who you are. If you approach each situation as an opportunity to learn who you are, you will learn that truth. This idea includes the reminder to look within rather than without. Looking without serves only to keep you focused on the misunderstanding that you are who you are not. It is impossible that anything happen to you that you do not call forth. How about that? Anne told me this a couple days later, and I didn't want to hear it. It is impossible that anything happen to you that you do not call forth. This may seem like a foreboding idea, but if you really grab onto the root of it, you will see that it is a recipe, a roadmap to your deliverance from the belief in separate individuals within a separate and divisive world. Embrace the gifts that are given you. Do not deny them. Embrace them. Yeah, this is going to become important here in the next few contemplations here. Embrace the gifts that are given you. Do not deny them. Rejoice in the opportunity to experience all that is given within the world of play. Recognize that all is given for that purpose, to experience the play of existence. Within this play, your role is to awaken to the script, to see that what seems foisted upon you is that which you choose to experience. Where is the threat in that? There is none. You are free to innocently experience all that is given. There are no taboos, no thoughts in the mind that must be avoided. To avoid is to deny your own power, your own truth. When you notice the desire to avoid a certain thought or train of thought, sit with that. See what that teaches you about who you think you are. Sit with those feelings. Ask me to interpret them for you. Okay, so then it's like, I think I watched this video first. I think I'd watched this video before I talked about the lesson, you are innocent and you are the son of God and everything you experience is a gift to yourself. But I wasn't quite getting it. So so let me talk to you about that. Well, I'm going to just read it because it tells about the video. I said, tell me about the feelings I experienced when watching, there was a video on Facebook, when watching the man abused in the nursing home. Healthcare workers were really being really rough with this guy. I mean, they weren't beating him or anything, but, you know, they were like slinging him around and absolute disrespect and just nasty, nasty, nasty. And I got to tell you guys that this is difficult to share because this is the self-protection that I would exercise. Would be not sharing this with you. That way, healing does not lie. So, I said, I noticed that I wanted to feel revulsion, but I identified with the abusers and felt the imagined power behind the act of abuse. I am repulsed by this discovery. This I would deny. You know, I shared this first with Regina and then with Anne. And Anne shared a phrase with me that I thought, that's it exactly. That's exactly what I felt. When I felt this weird mixed feelings, I had no idea what was going on with me. And I was looking for the phrase that Anne gave me. And I'm like, yes, that's it. She talked about feeling powerfully separate, you know, recognizing times when cruelty allowed me to feel powerfully separate. You know, I was just looking for where I had written that down, but that's the phrase. So, response. Yeah, and I got to tell you that sitting in the revulsion of that, right, of finding that identity, that cruel identity within myself, that's not a pleasant place to be. And I think that this response from Inner Wisdom talks about this. But it felt like a hopeless place to be. And so when I'm like, you know, I need help figuring out what the hell is going on. And of course, this is before I'd spoken with anyone else about it. I felt that hopelessness within me, right? And so I assumed. Thank you, Regina. Regina says this NTI revelation says one of the steps to awakening is seeing through your own ferociousness. Yeah, I heard you say that last night, and I hadn't really heard that before, so I was like, yay! I was really glad to hear it. So sitting with this, I'm like, there's nobody out there. There's nobody listening. There's no or in there. There's no inner wisdom here. I don't, you know, man, I am lost, lost, lost. So the first sentence from inner wisdom is, first, let us say that you are not making this up. Your access to wisdom is not imagined. This is the denial of truth, and this thought must be let go. So okay, that's out of the way. So let's go to the let's go to the question at hand. And it's interesting because I knew that I had some effed up feelings, messed up feelings when watching the video, but I wasn't ready to deal with them immediately. So it wasn't until I then journaled with inner wisdom on these first two lessons. You are innocent, and you are the son of God, and everything you experience is a gift to yourself. It wasn't until after I had journaled on those that I was ready to go back and take a look at what was going on with me when I watched the video. Inner wisdom is going to speak to that. Your quick denial of the emotions you imagined you experienced is a trick of the mind to make you think you are other than you are. You recognize the truth of these words, do you not? Your refusal to look squarely at the truth of your experience while having the experience allows you to keep guilt within the mind. Go and look at the video again and ask me to interpret your feelings for you, which I did. Inner wisdom. Do you see your true reaction is one of sympathy for both abuser and abused? To deny your feelings is to misunderstand them. To deny your feelings is an attempt to keep your guilt. This is an excellent lesson. Everybody thinks so. It's rough, I tell you. This is an excellent lesson. Be with your feelings as they arise. Remember only to see the human condition for what it is. Remember again your innocence. Remember, the innocent need no protection. You know, I hadn't quite got quite gotten under this completely then, or maybe not even now. but I'm working on it. I think that there is some excellent guidance here. You know, because I felt feelings that felt taboo at the time. You know what, you sicko, what is it that you're identifying with these abusers? I mean, these are the, I'm like, so that thought immediately comes up and immediately gets shoved down, and I go, I didn't think that. But what I'm doing is, I'm having that thought about myself. Then I'm feeling guilty for having that thought. And all of that just immediately gets repressed. And I'm talking about lightning speed. Lightning speed. If I hadn't gone back to look at this again, I knew it just, I just felt weird when I watched that video. That's all I knew initially. Without really sitting down to look at it. That just video made me feel weird. And then I went to, oh, that's awful, and people shouldn't be treated that way, and I think you're going to see here too that even when I looked for further guidance on it, I began to talk about relieving suffering and strengthening of my true desire. But the suffering of the guy in that video wasn't the only suffering that was going on there. The other suffering that's going on there is the suffering in this mind. Is the suffering in the confusion of believing what mine would say to me about that. Ooh, look, doesn't that make you feel powerful? You relate to that. Doesn't that make you feel powerful? You sicko. Again, I just want to read I want to read that one line from Inner Wisdom. Your quick denial of the emotions you imagined you experienced is a trick of the mind to make you think you are other than you are. Your refusal to look squarely at the truth of your experience while having the experience allows you to keep guilt within the mind. To deny your feelings is to misunderstand them. To deny your feelings is an attempt to keep your guilt. This is an excellent lesson. Be with your feelings as they arise. And then I said, and I'm still just reeling, I said, well, the man in the video seemed to need protection. Where were you then? And the response, this is the experience that has been chosen. There is no difference between this experience and the experience of war, of fighting, of insults, and blame. And again, I think that this, Regina made this point last night in Gentle Healing. You know, there's a ferociousness that lives within the human character. Yeah, I just think that's the point that's being made here. And maybe I'm willing to see it a little bit when I'm like insulting somebody or blaming somebody or being a little unkind, right? But that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's a covering over this ferociousness that lies within. That I'm experiencing as cruelty, as a recognition of the cruelty that lies within. And so I don't know how clear the rest of this is going to be. I'm going to read it and we'll see how clear it is, but I think that I was still in denial when I wrote this, but we'll look at it and we'll see. I said, please explain how this is okay. How am I to love or accept this? And the response that I wrote down. It is when confronted with the grotesque side of human existence that you are most strongly motivated to assist in helping consciousness awaken from the dream that keeps it shrouded within the illusion that human life is that which is real. This is the gift that is given. Use it to awaken from your misperception that you are that which you are not. Use it to drive your desire to awaken. Use it to drive your practice. Use it to encourage yourself to give solace where solace is requested. And I can see, it's funny just reading this, I can see where actually the guidance is good, but I was hearing it in a different way when I wrote it down. You know, to not give solace where solace is requested, what do you call that? That's cruelty, right? So it's cool to see the truth eke through here in despite my denial. Use it to encourage yourself to give solace where solace is requested. Your purpose is sacred. Your purpose is to awaken the one mind to the awareness that the lack of love need not be. Your refusal to experience emotion as it arises is a denial of your purpose. Right? Better be about it. Thanks, Jay. I love you too. Your purpose is sacred. Your purpose is to awaken the one mind to the awareness that the lack of love need not be. Your refusal to experience emotion as it arises is a denial of your purpose. Use your experience with this video to remind you when you are tempted to refuse and thereby maintain both your sense of guilt and the continuance of the illusion that there could exist anything but the love and mercy of God. So again, I just see I see the wisdom eking through there, even though I didn't want to, you know, really go there. So it's just really, really sweet, you know. But this is the import, or part of the import here. yeah, eking through, Jay. Your refusal to experience emotion as it arises is a denial of your purpose, right? My purpose is awakening to the one mind. And I can't do that unless I face the darkness that I perceive within. Okay, so to add insult to injury, then I went down and I laid down and took a nap, you know, because that was about all the energy I had to do to drag myself from the living room chair to the bed. You know, and again, you know, that sapping of the energy is not a surprise here, right? Because I'm still just like really gripping tightly to this, right? Not wanting to look at this, trying to protect myself by not looking at it. And so, lo and behold, I had a horrible dream. And in that dream, I was the abuser and took great pleasure in being an abuser. So, within the dream. And so, then when I got up, I went back to writing and said, I just had a horrible dream. What would you have me do with these thoughts and images? And the response, know that this is not the truth of you. See that these images are ones that you have imagined bring you pleasure. See that this is not so. Don't run from the images. Don't worry that they say something about you. See that they are thoughts within the mind. As thoughts within the mind, they can be let go once and for all. You are not guilty. These are not your thoughts. Do these thoughts speak of your true desire? Of course not. These thoughts are coming up so that they may be let go. And I said, I don't understand. Why would they be shown to me if the only intent is to let them go? And again, I guess I'll give you what I got, but again, I think I'm still in denial here. But I wrote, these thoughts are thoughts within the mind, the one mind. These thoughts are those that cause unnecessary suffering. Only by looking at them squarely, acknowledging their presence, and choose your heart how you feel about these images. I am disgusted by them, I wrote. Now choose to let them go once and for all. What is it you truly want? And I wrote, I want to relieve the suffering of the world. I want all people to have only the experience of love, understanding, kindness. I wrote, then set your mind to that task. There is much to be done. I said, Father, will you lead me in this process? Can I count on you to be there even in my darkest hours? Is the truth true? Thanks, Jay. So I'm easing up here a little bit on the whole repression denial thing. So I'm like, I'm sticking a toe in the water. Look, if I really go into this thing, will you be with me? Can I count on you to be there even in my darkest hours? Is the truth true? No response. All is well. You need not worry that the dark imaginings of the mind tell you who you are. You may look at them squarely and deny their meaning. I am with you. I am always with you. Your fear of these dark imaginings is what encourages you to shut. Let me try it again. Your fear of these dark imaginings is what encourages you to shut down your heart when exactly the opposite is needed. And for quite some time now, as I said recently, I think I've been praying to have my heart opened. But it's the fear of really looking at the cruelty, the ferociousness, the viciousness that I find in me, that keeps that very thing from happening. Your fear of these dark imaginings is what encourages you to shut down your heart when exactly the opposite is needed. You feel sick as your sickness arises. And I got to tell you, I was sick to my stomach writing this. You feel sick as your sickness arises. Know that this too shall pass. You need no longer believe in the world. This is the choice point that you seek. You can choose to believe in the world where such horrible things do occur, or you can seek the clarity given by me and guidance. And you see, I can see here that I'm still repressing, right? Oh, those awful things happen in the world. People abuse people. It's got nothing to do with me. There's no cruelty in me. Now, I didn't think those last words in particular, but I can see where I was still trying to sidestep this, in fear that what I saw in me was the truth of me. Inner wisdom clearly points out, look, this is the good stuff. This is the choice point. NTI talked about today in Revelation. Holy Spirit talked about in NTI Revelations that we read today. And I just noticed, I glanced over it in my NTI book, and after the 12 lessons that we reviewed in NTI Revelation chapter 7, it says, these 12 lessons prepare you to choose only that which is true. And I have worked with this issue since then, and I have done what Anne referred to this earlier about sit there with your pen in your hand and write down what the thinking mind is telling you. Don't judge it, just put it on paper and see what you're telling yourself about yourself. And recognize that even though you believe this about yourself in the past, and you may have acted on those beliefs, you may have been cruel. You may have been cruel yesterday. You may have been cruel 10 years ago. You may have been cruel this morning, right? But that's acting on a misperception of what you are, a misunderstanding of who you are. And there's no guilt in that. There's only correction. And that correction is cannot be had if you continue to deny what you find when you look, if you continue to deny the emotions as you experience them. So when this says you no longer believe in the world, what it's really saying is you need no longer believe these thoughts about who you are. This is the choice point that you seek. You can choose to believe these thoughts, or you can seek the clarity given by me in guidance. And I wrote, that seems like a threat. Because I was not in my right mind, right? That seems like a threat. And Inner Wisdom correctly points out, only the ego sees that promise as a threat.
Only the ego sees that promise as a threat. So let's look at the promise again. You can choose to believe, and again, I'm going to change this to what's more accurate. You can choose to believe those thoughts about yourself, or you can seek the clarity given by me in guidance. Pain, abuse, suffering need not be. This is the message that is proclaimed through my word and my guidance. Be with me. I will guide you truly. I will show you that the nightmares of the world need not be. You do not need, excuse me, you do not have to deny them to be rid of them. You need merely see through them. You need merely see that you never wanted them. You are not guilty for seeing through them. You are innocence. You cannot and have not destroyed your innocence. And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the fear, that I have somehow made myself irredeemable, unworthy. And we fear that if, I fear that if I look them squarely in the face, I'll have that proven to me. And I will lose hope of redemption. But again, as inner wisdom says, you do not have to deny them to be rid of them. You need merely see through them. You need merely see that you never wanted them. You're not guilty for seeing through them. You are innocence. You cannot and have not destroyed your innocence. That is impossible. You merely seek for the truth of your being, and I tell you, these dark imaginings are not the truth. And I said, Father, open my heart that I may see. I am afraid that which I see is the truth of me. And the response, it is not, and it will not be. I am the truth which you seek. All those vain imaginings are just that. They cannot tell you who you are. You need not hide from them. And I said, what would you have me do now? And the response, you are doing as I ask. You are doing as I ask. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for being willing to see what is hidden. Remember, that is not who you are. That is not what you want. That is not the truth. Thank you, Iris. And then, let's see. Thanks, Jay. So I will, actually, I'm gonna read the, I don't know what I'm gonna read. Sorry. Let's see. This is on, again, how my mind, I choose what I would experience. And it says, I looked at that third item in the 12 lessons taught by NTI. The third item is you choose the purpose for everything you see, and the purpose you choose is the one that is given to it. And I wrote, "Your purpose can be truth or the denial of truth. In this way, you lead yourself through the awakening process at the speed you determine. If you are ready to know the truth, you do know the truth. What is this truth of which we speak? That you are indeed everything, that life flows without the consent or the input of the one you imagine yourself to be, that clinging to the imagined self blocks the transmission of truth through the one mind." And I was still feeling out of sorts. And I said it. I said, "This discussion feels a bit tedious. It sounds like I am trying to sound knowledgeable about the truth, but since I don't know, it comes out as a bunch of vague, pretty words. What would you tell me that will help me ramp it up, move to the next level?" Of course, as I read it today, I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. And it's true. You know, this is talking to me about, still, I still haven't turned at this time to look deeply at this thing we just looked at, this whole cruelty thing. So this is the response to, "What would you tell me that will help me ramp it up, move to the next level?" You must quit telling yourself that you do not know the truth. As you turn within, you feel the truth within your heart. Rest there. If you have a question, rest there. You do see the effects of listening to truth in your experience. You still listen to the criticism of the thinking mind. There is no loss except where you perceive it. Be gentle with yourself means to celebrate your willingness to remember your truth. If you were to completely sleep, you would not see those instances where you exhibit less than love, less than truth, as troubling. Seeing your errors allows for their correction. Be ye perfect does not mean that you need to be perfect. It means that you are. The failure to remember your perfection does not make its absence so. Make it your aim to embrace your truth in everything that you do, and you will see its effects on your thinking experience. Remember to ask your heart if your thoughts come from truth. Use discernment to let go those thoughts that serve insanity. Keep up the good work." It's just funny to see that the lesson that I'm learning, again, ekes through. You know, the truth is just there. You know, you don't have to work at being perfect. You don't have to be redeemed, right? Nothing ever happened. Nothing's gone wrong. Be you perfect does not mean that you need to be perfect. It means that you are. And then there's a quote in here, and I just thought I stuck it in randomly, but it's really sweet. Gosh, I don't even know where I picked it up. But here's the quote. "We are cups, constantly and quietly being filled. The trick is knowing how to tip ourselves over and let the beautiful stuff out." How sweet is that? That's Ray Bradbury, by the way. Ray Bradbury. Go figure. I love Ray Bradbury science fiction. All right. So then, yeah, he's awesome. Bradbury's awesome. And I realized I wrote this today, and and it's not quite, well, yeah, I don't know that I have time to go into it. Maybe I'll just do that next week. So what I'm going to do now is remember, the trick is knowing how to tip myself over and let the beautiful stuff out. So I'm going to thank you all for your assistance in doing so. And I think that is what we do here. I think by sharing with you guys, I do allow myself to tip myself over so that so that my dark imaginings can be transcended. So I'm very, very grateful to you all. Thank you for the opportunity to share, and I hope you all have a lovely Thanksgiving. And I'll see you next week. Okay, love you. Bye. I'll see you next week for a couple things on Tuesday. I think we're closed on Wednesday. Anyway, bye.